This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm John Gatto. In this hour, our health. A new report outlines just how healthy Western Wisconsin residents are. And later in the program, we'll hear from a scientist who has worked nearly 15 years to advance an alternate view of that part of the blood supply that wards off illness. Trying to assess just how healthy a population is a fairly complicated task that involves compiling a series of health-related statistics and factors, everything from the way people die to the perception of the quality of care people receive at the doctor. The University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute has worked with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation each year for most of the past decade to determine just how Wisconsin counties compare with each other and how Wisconsin ranks with the rest of the nation. La Crosse County Health Department Director Doug Mormon begins our conversation in this half hour by explaining to UW Extension's Mary Meehan Strube just what those health rankings are based on.
It's a combination of probably about 35 or 40 different indicators that come together that results in a ranking of the 72 counties in Wisconsin.
What's the value of this?
The value primarily is helping us get a grade or evaluate how we're doing and how we could do. In other words, the folks in Minnesota, for example, they do very well at staying healthy. They do very well at practicing activities that will keep them healthy. And we should be able to do similar things in Wisconsin that they do in Minnesota. And what this ranking, however, is within the state of Wisconsin, how are we counties and the people who live in counties doing at keeping themselves healthy, and what predictors are there of things that they could do different that would enable them to be healthier in the future.
So where does La Crosse County rank?
Well, we wish that we ranked better than we do. We're 22 in the sense of out of the health status, the current health status of the 72 counties, we're 22nd healthiest. So we have a ways to go to become the healthiest. We're doing better in terms of ranking of those characteristics that would potentially enable us to be healthy. In other words, we're doing a little better. We're ranking fourth, I guess, in the state in terms of the things that we're doing to try to get a hold of obesity, the things that we're trying to do to encourage exercise, what we're doing to help folks that to choose not to smoke, and then those that are smoking to choose not to smoke, those that are or to stop smoking, those that are encouraging people to wear seatbelts. So we're doing lots of things now that will enable us to be healthier in the future, but at the moment we could be doing better.
What are the areas that we need to improve on?
We need to do a little better in how we deal with chronic disease. In other words, we have higher rates of heart attacks and diabetes and some kinds of cancers that are things that we could do better at. We need to do better there. We have really good health care. As a matter of fact, one of the indicators that's measured is the kind of health care services that are available to people around the state, and La Crosse County ranks the best in the state. Wonderful, best in the state. But even if you have really good health care systems, they can't help people be healthy who have made poor decisions or have health problems. They can cure the problem. They're the best at curing it. But if we could figure out ways to keep them from helping people to not get ill in the first place, that coupled with having the best health care in the state would enable us to become to have the highest, among the highest health status rates in the state.
If you take a look at the health rankings that have come out recently, how do they compare to, say, last year?
La Crosse County specifically stayed very similar to what it was last year. Our surrounding counties have tended to do a little better. I'm trying to figure out what their secret is so that we can do a little better, too. So we've made some advances here in Western Wisconsin, but we could be healthier. One of the dilemmas of the ranking process is that it always changes because everybody else is working at trying to stay healthier longer. So even if you've made some improvements and people are living longer or having a higher quality of life, but if others are advancing faster than you are, then you're a little behind. So it's if you do it with a sense of humor that it requires, it's a challenge that is a good one. We probably likely will never meet it. We are doing really well in terms of our state and our county if you look at how our health status has changed over the last 75 or 100 years. Frankly, we're doing much better. We are living longer than we used to. We're living almost twice as long now as we did 100 years ago. There's way more of us than lived in the county 100 years ago. But what the data show is that we could be living longer and we could have a higher quality of life.
When you think of this area of western Wisconsin, we like to think of it as a pretty healthy place. And I looked at some of the rankings in this region, and I'm thinking, okay, so we've got a county here that ranks low, and then the next county to it ranks considerably higher, almost to the high end. But then you go one more county over on the other side of the one that was high, and it's low. And it's kind of like skipping stones or stepping stones. What causes that?
Well, I'm highly confident that we don't know everything there is to know about how to measure the health status of a community or of a population. The university has been working on this, as I mentioned, for a number of years, and they will continue to work on it. We'll continue to get better. Part of what those data tell you is that it's easy to take your eye off the ball and to have lots of people get ill because of a water system that fails, or for a community to not be fluoridated and thus have higher dental problems. So those things are going to vary.
Are you able to, as you look at our region, say, these are the areas we do really well at, and then these are the areas that we really need to work on? I mean, I know I heard you say for La Crosse that we are doing well on obesity and we're doing well on smoking, and we need to improve on chronic health types of conditions. But if you were to kind of look across the region, is that the same pretty much?
As a state, our state tends to be healthier than the average state in the country. The Minnesotans are even healthier than we folks from Wisconsin. If we compare ourselves, our county, to the rest of the nation, we tend to be healthier. If we look at populations within the state, there are variations. Western Wisconsin really reflects the rest of the state in that we have Buffalo County, for example, is in the top 10 in terms of being healthy. On the other hand, Jackson County is in the bottom half dozen or fewer counties in terms of its health status. So there is variation, as one would expect in a normal population. What the assessment does, however, is gives us, as communities, places that we can look to make improvements that will bring us improved health status and quality of life the quickest. There's lots of work. We are human. All of us, unfortunately, are going to get sick and die. On the other hand, we don't want to have that happen any sooner than it needs to, and thus this gives us information about what we can do as an individual, as a family member, as a member of our church, or as an employer, or as a larger community group. Part of the beauty of this this ranking is that it enables a community to do a self-assessment of where its needs are, and that's what, in fact, we're doing here in La Crosse County.
You take the information from this survey as a part of, I would expect, some of your needs assessments, but then what else is happening here in the La Crosse area?
We're very similar here in La Crosse as others across the state, and everybody is interested in being the healthiest county in the state. We are all interested in our people living longer and higher quality of life. Right now in La Crosse County and in four surrounding counties, we're working together. All of us are working together along with area hospitals and the United Way and extension programs and union groups and labor groups and employers to identify what specific activities we can do to enable us to be healthier. We are fortunate that it's called the Compass Now. We took the information coming from this ranking, as you mentioned, as part of it. We're meeting with various groups in these surrounding counties. Houston County in Minnesota is included, to try to figure out how we can make the quickest and the best changes to enable us to be healthy. That's happening through analysis of the data, but it's also happening through asking people what they think is important. In other words, getting community members and community leaders' input on what they think is the most important things we can do to have us be healthy.
Healthiest County 2015. And that's the goal for La Crosse and the group that you're working with. A lot of individuals come together each year for a summit. And so what is it that's planned to get to that Healthiest County 2015?
The group has been meeting for a number of years, and this we're reassessing our community. But at the moment, what we're doing, we're focusing on ways that we can reduce chronic illness by encouraging exercise and reduction of obesity and regular health assessments, regular checkups so that we can pick up, cancer can be picked up sooner, good education about ways to help your children not start smoking, and if they are smoking, help them figure out ways to stop. So we're working on chronic disease issues. The ranking as well as the community needs assessment have indicated in the past that we don't provide mental health services very well in our community. And so there's lots of people working really hard at helping us deal with mental health issues. We still have long ways to go. So we're working on mental health kinds of issues. We're working on infectious disease problems. Unfortunately, our rate of sexually transmitted disease is higher, much higher than it needs to be. We're working at ways to encourage people to be immunized because we know that by having higher levels of immunization for influenza, as well as a whole variety of childhood illnesses and other illnesses, that we can keep people healthier longer. That's a very effective, low-cost way of helping people not get sick so that they don't have to use this really high-quality healthcare system that we have.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio La Crosse. I'm Mary Meehan Strube, and today I'm talking with Doug Moorman about the overall health of La Crosse County and our recent health rankings. Doug, you mentioned the Healthiest County 2015 and the things that La Crosse County is doing. Does every county have a plan like this?
Every county in the state is encouraged to have a plan. There are some state regulations that require local county health departments to develop a plan based upon a community needs assessment, based upon the same kind of data that we're talking about, and then to figure out ways to implement that plan. So the government is encouraging us to do that. Hospitals, each hospital in the state also needs to work on developing a plan so that the purpose behind that is so that they're using their resources well to enable communities to be healthy. United Way agencies around the state are encouraged to do community needs assessments as ways to make sure that the funds that they raise in their campaign process, when they have a campaign, are spent on those services that are most important in the community. There are other organizations also that do community needs assessments. What we are doing here in La Crosse County, as well as the surrounding counties of Houston and Minnesota, Trempealeau, Jackson County, and Vernon County, is doing our community needs assessment together with the United Way, with local health departments, with hospitals. There are eight different hospitals that serve those counties. The logic behind that is really pretty self-evident. If we're all handling the same data, we're all seeking input from leaders and community members, and we are interested in working together to help solve the problems that we have, enable us to be healthier. Really, the synergy is the third time that we've worked on a joint community needs assessment. Each of those parties, the the health department, for example, when that health assessment is completed, we use that assessment to drive the kinds of programming that we should be doing in the health department. We take the results of those of that assessment and the plan to the Health and Human Services Board, the elected officials that oversee me and the work that we do in the health department to get their guidance on which of those activities that are identified as problems we should work on. The hospitals do the same thing. The United Way does the same thing. Many local community private nonprofit organizations use those. This community needs assessment to help them determine where the resources that they have should be spent that will enable us to be the healthiest community that we can be.
So how much do these kinds of things cost, and who's paying the bill?
Well, we all pay the bill, and we pay it in a variety of ways. The cost of the assessment that's being done now that follows the community implementation plan is probably going to be around $100,000. Those funds come from each of us as a taxpayer. They come from each of us that use a health facility in the region. They come from people who make contributions to the United Way. They come from a variety of business, primarily businesses in the area, banks and other organizations that perceive the need for having us be a healthy community and want to make a contribution toward us being healthy. And so they make private philanthropy, they make private donations to enable this process to happen. In addition, local elected officials are reviewing the information that comes in, so they're making a contribution. So there's a whole range of folks that are participating. There's well over 1,000 people, we're working on 2,000 people that have completed a survey, so they have made a contribution in the time that they've spent to help us figure out what things they think are important so that we can work on them. So we all contribute.
Let's get out our crystal ball.
Mm-hmm.
5 years from now, what do you see?
Well, the optimist in me sees that we will have a smarter population in terms of us understanding what the health impact is of carrying too much weight. What the impact is of not exercising enough, what the impact is of being exposed to tobacco, and lots of people will have made better decisions about preventing those problems from occurring. So that's the optimist. The pessimist in me would say that, yes, when we do a needs assessment years from now, we will still identify mental health concerns as a problem. We certainly are going to see obesity continuing to be a problem. We didn't get to where we are with, there's about 25% of us that are carrying too much weight, too much in the sense that we would be healthier, we would live longer, we would have a higher quality of life if we had less weight. We didn't get to that, to where we are in the last 5 years. Really, we've been working at it for about a generation, maybe two generations, 20, 30 years. So we're not going to turn those things around quickly, but frankly, we weren't smart enough to know that it was a problem. But we're getting smarter to know that these are problems, and we will be able to make better decisions based on it. So we will get healthier, but we still will be dealing with some of the similar problems that we are today.
If you look at us here on Western Wisconsin, and as I said before, we like to tend to think of our area as a healthy place to live and work. How do we compare to Eastern Wisconsin, or say Northern Wisconsin?
Well, Eastern Wisconsin has the highest ranking healthiest counties in the state. Several of them are in the suburbs of Milwaukee. They tend to have a higher income level. They tend to have a higher education level. They tend to have lower unemployment than do our part of the state. And what that tells you, in part, is that one's health status, how healthy a community is dependent upon how well-educated the people are in the community. And the education is important because people need to be educated in order to understand the information that they're getting about why smoking is a hazard, or the information they're getting about what they can do to prevent obesity. And employment is important because you need to have resources to buy healthy food. Income is important. We need income in order to buy healthy food. So you're educated to know which foods are healthy, then you have to be able to afford them. And those factors are really very important. But that does not mean that you need to be the richest community in the state to be the healthiest community in the state. And we're going to prove that.
It also tells us something about the fact that we need to have more than trees, grass, and water and whatever. Those are wonderful things that we really do appreciate. Mm-hmm. But if we don't have the other aspects of the, you know, education, secure finances, the jobs, the employment, that also takes a toll.
Yep, that's correct. Some people can get depressed and say, well, you know, we don't have the high-paying jobs that some other folks have and give up. We don't necessarily need that. We can, if we're creative and we pay attention and we work hard at gathering lots of really good ideas, which is what we do on a regular basis, good ideas for folks on what they need in order to keep their mom healthy or what they need in order to keep themselves healthy or their children healthy, because everybody is either a mom or as a child of somebody, and we care for each other, which we do, we can figure out how to be healthier, and we have proven that we can be healthier because we have made significant improvements in the last 7,500 years.
And where do we fit across the nation as a state?
Well, you know, we're fortunate. We're about 17th or 18th healthiest state in the nation. We were up till a couple of years ago in the 9-10 category. We've slid a little in the last few years. The Minnesotans, though, those darn Minnesotans, they just have stayed close to the top.
Doug Moorman is director of the La Crosse County Health Department. He spoke with Mary Meehan Stroob, director of UW Extension for La Crosse County. We invite you to learn more about the results of this annual health ranking study by visiting our website, where you'll find a link to additional details. Our website is wpr.org/lacrosse. Coming up in the next half hour, a scientist who believes immune system research is as important as the human genome or stem cell research to solving disease. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm John Gatto. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website, wpr.org/lacrosse, where you'll also find a link to the study that we discussed in this half hour. Again, our website, wpr.org/lacrosse.